Hey there, fellow entrepreneurs. You are listening to the second edition of Business Ideas Talk. My name is Francis, and today's episode will focus on something different than technology. I do have a background in technology myself, but business ideas don't need to be about technology. So today's business idea is organizing a conference. Wow, that sounds big, doesn't it? Maybe it's doable, but first let's check what you should have for organizing a conference. So I guess it makes sense if you have expertise in a certain field or a strong network. And yeah, you definitely should have great organizational skills. You really should like organizing this whole thing. The venue, the speakers, the whole technology and everything around it, the whole marketing, everything. So it's a lot of work, definitely. But maybe you can get this off the ground with doing something simple, testing it first. So how could you test if your idea could work? You could set up a meetup first. That pretty much costs little money to nothing at meetup.com. And see if people are interested in the topic you are interested in. If people show up, you could survey them. You could try to build your first kind of network by setting up the social accounts and try to connect with people that are interested in those topics or in that topic. So that would be an easy way maybe to get to know the market. If there's interest in your topic, and what could be topics now? So I think the topic should be close to your heart because you spend a lot of time doing this, so you should really care about the topic. So here are just two suggestions for topics from my side. So you could have a conference about taking care of an animal or living with them. So I'm not sure if there's conferences out there for people owning animals or a conference for dog or cat owners. But I could see that this could be interesting for a lot of people. How to feed them well, how to treat them nicely. I guess there is research in those areas, a lot of research in those areas as well. So that could be interesting. And it always depends who your target group is for the conference. It doesn't necessarily need to be a scientific conference. So the second topic is a different one. It's living in the countryside and the challenges that come with that. So this is a tricky one. The countryside isn't really densely populated, so you want to have your conference probably in cities where a lot of people can attend. So how could you do that? Well, you could do that by organizing an online conference. So there's already tools for that, and maybe that's the way to go if you want to do something about the countryside. So what are ways to make money now? You're an entrepreneur, I am an entrepreneur, so money is always kind of an issue there. So you could obviously sell tickets, get sponsors, and you could then also sign people up, some more creative ideas probably, sign people up for a course or a network, and then you take a fee. So that is about the topic you're interested in. I'm not sure if that works, but it could, I guess. You could also sell videos of the conference online or sell an online access ticket to the conference. So that is kind of related to the living in the countryside topic. And perhaps you could take a fee from those selling drinks and food. And you could sell, last but not least, just a couple ideas, right? I guess you have a ton more, but you could sell an ebook containing all the transcribed talks, some photos, maybe some extra infos, additional infos for the conference or of the conference. So I guess these are just really a couple ideas. I didn't really think way too much about this. I just really collected my initial ideas, and I would really love to discuss that further with you if you want to talk about it, or if you want to share your business idea. You can send that as a voice recording or a text to idea@businessideastalk.com. So let's end today's episode with another quote. This quote comes from Richard Branson. Every risk is worth taking as long as it is for a good cause and contributes to a good life. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope you tune in again tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye.